Hi, this is Todd Friel, Executive Director of Fortis Institute. We have a spring matching gift campaign. It's titled No Retreat. Why? Because we're being encouraged to retreat. And the Bible tells us, don't. Stand firm. Be immovable. Fixed. And that is our determination. We are going to stand firm with your support. Right now, we have a matching gift campaign, and we would love it if you would join us as a gospel partner so we can continue to produce new podcasts, new books, biblical resources, go to more campuses, and expand our digital social media footprint. We want to reach more people with the glorious news of the gospel. We're determined to stand firm and not retreat. Will you join us right now? All gifts are doubled because it is a matching gift campaign. To learn more and to join us as a gospel partner, fortisinstitute.org/donate.
Integrated.
What do you mean?
Too many of us struggle to integrate our faith into our lives.
Is it both?
When the head is full, but the heart is empty, the soul becomes cold and lifeless.
So it's both together.
This is the integration where faith finds its true power.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome to Integrated, where theology and life come together. And now your host, all the way from Sharpsburg, Georgia, this is Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome to Integrated. I heard a story about a young boy who found a big, beautiful rock and thinks it's like this precious gem and like brings it in and shows his parents, and they all kind of pat him on the head and say, oh yeah, this is a great, valuable rock, son. You know, they used it as a doorstop for 10 years. It was a very pretty doorstop, and it was a very funny conversation starter for those 10 years. And one time when they told the story to a visitor, the visitor looked at the stone and said, you know, I think your son was actually right. This is a valuable gem. And it turned out that it was a pure emerald, and it was 11,000 carats, worth over $90 million at the time. I was listening to that story on the radio, and the radio host then imitated the son. Now maybe you'll start listening to me, and of course we can all relate to that one. Well, there's a phrase in the Bible that is too easily passed over without serious thought or appreciation of its value. And it is the phrase, in Christ. And sometimes we see it as in him all through the Bible. And it's kind of like that 11,000 carat emerald that we just pass by. And it's just, oh, that's nice. And you just look at it, but you maybe don't appreciate this thing is worth $90 million. This phrase, it's so valuable. It's so important. In fact, it's so important that this phrase shows up in the New Testament over 200 times. Phrases like that, you know, in Christ, in Christ Jesus, in him. You go, maybe this is a pretty important concept. Well, then you hear some theologians, you know, start running their mouths about it and go, oh, maybe this is a very big deal. So the theologians call this our union with Christ. And it is a very important dynamic or part, component, I guess I want to say, of our growing as Christians. And in fact, our whole Christian life will be impacted by this change of our understanding and growing in appreciation of it. And if you think that I'm overstating the point, I want to give you kind of a series of other opinions. These are just theologians throughout, recent church history, the last couple of hundred years. And just listen to the weight that they put on this concept of union with Christ. James Stewart, a commentator, called union with Christ the heart of Paul's religion. John Murray was that great seminary professor from Scotland at Westminster Theological Seminary. He called the union with Christ the central truth of the whole doctrine of salvation. A.W. Pink said, "The subject of spiritual union is the most important, the most profound, and yet the most blessed of any that is set forth in the sacred scriptures." What? And he goes on. "And yet, sad to say, there is hardly any which is now more generally neglected. The very expression spiritual union is unknown in most professing Christian circles. And even where it is employed, it is given such a protracted meaning as to take in only a fragment of this precious truth." Bruce Milne said that union with Christ is the heart of Christian experience. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, "I think you will agree that there is no more vital, sublime, and glorious doctrine than this." Wayne Grudem, in his Systematic Theology, said, "Every aspect of God's relationship to the believers is in some way connected to our relationship with Christ." Well, this is pretty critical stuff. But let me start with a really comforting truth. I think you'll benefit from this thought right here, that you know about being in Christ in a general way. So even if you've not given the weight that these theologians seem to be giving this phrase, even if you wouldn't have been able to say, "Oh yeah, this is like 200 times in the New Testament," I don't want you to think that you completely missed the heart of Christianity. But it is challenging, though, to ask the question, how deeply have you thought about it? And how hard have you worked to put this whole reality in your mind? So what I want to do in the next few episodes is just to kind of drill down in our thinking. These are going to be a little bit of thinky episodes that we need to do, because this is such an important thing. And so what I'm suggesting, my assumption, working assumption here, is you've got some general, vague impression of union with Christ, but you've not thought as seriously as the Bible wants you to think about how important this is. The reason why that's my working assumption about you is that was me, you know, not long before a study just like this, I did not appreciate the depth of the reality of this theological truth, how profound it is. And let's see if we can kind of bring down to earth some of the blessings of this glorious reality. All right, let's start with the basic definition. From all eternity, the believer is actually united to Christ. The all-embracing benefits of our right relationship to the living God, including all that He has done, is doing, and will do for us, occur because we are connected to Jesus. All right, this definition kind of comes from Robert Raymond in his Systematic Theology. I adapted it a little bit, but let me say it again. From all eternity, the believer is actually united to Christ. The all-embracing benefits of our right relationship to the living God, including all that He has done, is doing, and will do for us, occur because we are connected to Jesus. So, yeah, in the heart of God, this is true because of election. The union with Christ doesn't actually get applied until our salvation, but the source is our election. And that's, of course, in the heart of God before the foundation of the world. The fruition of our union with Christ, like when it all comes to pass, when it's all reality in actuality, isn't going to happen until Jesus comes back and we are glorified. Everything in between our coming to Christ and our glorification is the working out of our relationship with Christ And again, the heart of that is our union with Christ. All right, Ephesians is a great place to go. So if you've got your Bible, let's pull it out and let's go to the book of Ephesians. If you've not thought about this before, I think you're going to be surprised with just how often this concept shows up in the first two chapters, for example. Verse 3, chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So, from the very beginning, right after the initial greeting, right after the grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, he dives into union with Christ. And he basically says, I'm praising God. I'm blessing God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? He's blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Okay, this is big. This is big because all the blessings that you have, Christian man or Christian woman, are because you are united to Jesus. It is not because you are so great and you are so worthy. It is because of what Christ is and the fact that God has connected you to Jesus because of your faith in him. All right, we've got a lot more to go. We are about to go to the break time now. Sometimes I ask you and remind you about the ratings and reviews. I want to do something special today, okay? You listen to the other Fortis podcast, right? You know about Adam Tyson, The Way of Manhood. I mean, that's so good for young men to walk with Jesus. So you need to check that out. But let me tell you this. Adam's a good friend of mine, right? His mom is a member of our church in Georgia, even though Adam's the cool pastor in California. He's from Georgia. He's right here with us, right? He's a good friend. He's preached at our church many times. Listen, I don't need all of the ratings and reviews in the world. I just need more than Adam. So if you could help me out during the break, while you're listening to Jimmy, just put a little rating and review on there for me. And, you know, it's not a competition, but it's kind of a competition. All right. And we will be right back.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Kratz in just a moment, who's teaching today about union with Christ. A.W. Pink called it the most important subject in all of Scripture and then said almost nobody thinks about it seriously, and he's right. But what makes teaching like this possible on Fortis Institute is your gospel partnership. And all of that content that I'm talking about shows up on Fortis Plus. That's our distribution hub. That's our app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you are really missing out, because the best part about Fortis Plus is that it's free. That's right, you can download it on your smartphone or your smart TV, or you can simply go to fortisplus.org. But listen, it's free, and it's loaded with hundreds of hours of audio and video content for you to consume. And there aren't levels and layers to the content like you might get other places. You don't only get certain content for free, but then you have to pay for a higher tier or even more for unlimited. You don't get any of that. All of our content is made available for one low monthly price of free. That's right, everything is always free. And it's always available on Fortis Plus. If you haven't downloaded it yet, please go do so. And also consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, because our gospel partners, again, are what makes this free. Men and women just like you who believe in the mission of Fortis Institute so much that they wanted to link arms with us so that more people in more places all over the world would have access to this content. If that's you, and maybe it is, find out what it would look like in your life to join us as a gospel partner by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Kratz. This is Integrated.
Welcome back to Integrated.
It has to go from a theory, a concept, or even a theology. It has to move our hearts.
And now, back to your host, Dr. John Kratz.
Welcome back. Today, we are talking about union with Christ, and we are just seeing this is incredible. This is so glorious. So, maybe a good illustration to help us appreciate the value of our union with Christ is, let's go Hallmark, right? Let's go Hallmark Christmas Story. Let's talk about the poor girl who's going along and she just happens to stumble into this person who's in our country from an obscure other country. that nobody's heard of, that kind of sounds vaguely European of some kind. And turns out he's a prince. They fall in love and she's married and she becomes, you know, the princess at Christmas time, and all of those wonderful truths that our hearts are so elevated as we watch and enjoy. Well, there is a great picture. We can appreciate some of the benefits of the picture. This is the poor girl who now lives in the castle and dresses in fancy gowns and is rich beyond her wildest dreams. And she is respected and cherished by her little, somewhat European, somewhat little, small country that she is now the princess of. All right. How much of that is because she was so great? Okay. If you've watched enough Hallmark Christmas stories, you know, she's not that great, right? In and of herself. I mean, right. There's a diamond in the rough and the prince kind of brings it up. We get it, right. But all of the benefits, all of the blessings of being a princess is because she's married to the prince. That is what elevated her bank account and her wardrobe and her dwelling status, right? That is what did it all because of her union with the prince. Well, Ephesians chapter 5, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Marriage is a picture of Christ and the church. Marriage is a great illustration of our union with Christ. All the blessings you enjoy as a Christian man or a Christian woman are because you are in Christ. All right, we've been looking at Ephesians and specifically chapter 1, and we have been trying to mine the depths of some of these verses, and we're kind of, our minds are being blown by just how often the phrase and the concept of union with Christ shows up in this first magnificent, as I've called before, the super sentence of Ephesians 1, because verse 3 all the way through verse 14 is one sentence in the original language. It's incredible. Look at verses 4 and 5. Even as he chose us, okay, God chose us. Oh, wait, there's a phrase. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So God kind of connected us to Jesus in his own choice there. That's election. And even that has a relationship with union with Christ. All right. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ. Do you think that through Jesus Christ is also connected to union with Christ? I think so. And so now God predestined us to be saved. That doesn't mean we were saved in eternity past. The application of that salvation doesn't happen until a person hears the gospel and repents and believes. Then that which was accomplished in the heart of God in eternity past is applied in space and time right here, right now, when a person repents and believes. Then they're not only justified, they are adopted. So because you are put in Christ, the Son of God, you become a son of God, a daughter of God. You get the rights and privileges of a child of God because you were in Christ. You are adopted through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. Long before you were born or the world was created, God chose you for salvation in him. Again, you weren't saved then, but in the mind of God, you were united with Jesus Christ. Verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in him. Whoops, or in the beloved. My eye slipped there from the page. All right, that phrase, to the praise of his glorious grace, of course, comes up 3 times in the super sentence. All of our salvation is because of the glorious unto the glorious praise of God. But here he brings up the blessings again, right? Which he has blessed us in the beloved. Again, in Christ Jesus, in the beloved one, in Jesus. It's so great. All right, verses 7 and 8. We're still in Ephesians 1. We're still being blown away by references to union with Christ. And they keep coming. In him, we have redemption through his blood. Why are you redeemed, right? What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Why are you bought back from your slavery to sin and your bondage to the devil? Well, because of your union with Christ. You've been put in Jesus. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. That's so great. You're redeemed in him. I mean, once we're born, our connection to Christ must move from God's mind into actuality as the benefits of Christ are completely applied to us when we are saved. Anyway, this, like I said, the goal today is to just stretch your mind and to just pound one example after another. And we're all I'm not even going all over the scriptures. We're just in one passage. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Let me give you a couple of more. Verse 9, making known to us the mystery of his will according to the purpose which he has set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. All things are united in him. Verse 11, in him. We have obtained an inheritance. Okay, do you have some blessings of being a Christian? Sure you do. Why do you have those blessings? What is the basis of those blessings? Because you became so worthy? No, right? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, it says in Romans 5:8. Did we become worthy after we were saved? Well, God did a great thing and God is changing us and we're so thankful for God's blessings. But we're still not worthy in and of ourselves. We get the blessings because of Jesus, because of what he has done, and because God has united us to him. And it is an inheritance, it says in verse 11 of Ephesians 1. In him, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. I mean, not only are you saved from the penalty of your sin, but you are a joint heir with Jesus. You have a future reward awaiting you. Again, not because you're so great, but because God is so great. And we, by God's grace, are in him. Okay, verse 13, one more. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Okay, we're sealed. God's given us the promise. He's given us the down payment. He's given you the Holy Spirit inside of you right now, saying everything else is coming. It's on the way. Well, how can we grasp such a wonder? This is mind-blowing. Well, you can't in and of yourself. Even if you listen to an impressive podcast like Integrated, just kidding, you can't. Even if you meditate for hours on Ephesians chapter 1, you can't. And so Paul says in verse 15, for this reason, because I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you and remember you in my prayers. And then he goes on to talk about the prayer request that he has. I mean, he gives an amazing prayer, basically centered on our understanding. He's praying that you may be given a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and of knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? Oh, praise God. You need prayer to grasp how wonderful this is. So doing God's word today is just going, wow. And maybe pray that God would help you understand and appreciate the glorious benefits and blessings you and I have because of our union with Jesus Christ.
This has been Integrated from Dr. John Kreintz, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Integrated with Dr. John Kreintz, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.